Dear Lord, we thank you once again for the opportunity to be here in your presence. We ask that at this time you clear away any distractions that may creep into our mind, any thoughts that may compete for our attention. We ask that your Holy Spirit just invade the space around us and in us and speak to us. We ask your blessings on the reading of your holy word, that the words that are read will be relevant for us today, that they will come alive, and that you will speak to us through them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the word. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight. How shall I look again upon your holy temple? The waters closed in over me, the deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed up upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. As my life was ebbing away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who worship vain idols forsake their true loyalty, but I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and it spewed Jonah out upon the dry land. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I want to start off by saying I'm really grateful to be here this morning. As a lot of you know, the past 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, I've been in Atlanta for an intensive course at Emory, a required course that I had to be up there for. And if you've ever spent any time in Atlanta, you know that it's a little bit different than Buena Vista. And so it's very good after being up there, that pace of living, and it's very good to be back here in Buena Vista, where the living is slightly easier and the people are a little friendlier. And all of that ties into what we're going to talk about today, but I'll get back to that in a minute. If you look at the scripture we just read, and if you consider the story of Jonah and what we've been talking about so far, you'll recognize that Jonah has had a profound change happen inside him at this point. And really, we've talked about how Jonah up until this point has been pursuing his own happiness. He's been running away from God because he didn't want to have to do something that he didn't want to do. So he was pursuing what he wanted to do instead, and he was trying to get away from God. And then here in the belly of the fish, all of a sudden he's not pursuing happiness anymore. He's pursuing joy. And we've talked before about the difference in happiness and joy. And there are many differences, but the best way I can put it is happiness is a feeling. It's an emotion. It's something that we pursue, and we may achieve it at certain times, but it's fleeting because it's temporary. Joy, on the other hand, is a worldview. Joy is not circumstantial like happiness is. If you have joy, you can have joy regardless of the circumstances. Unlike happiness, which is something that you actively chase, and as soon as you grab it, you may have to grab it again because it's gone before you know it. Happiness is a fleeting emotion, while joy is a worldview. Now, Jonah thought that he was going to find his happiness by avoiding going to Nineveh. But what we saw is that as he chased this happiness, or really as he ran from the will of God, and he ran from God's presence, then all of a sudden he wasn't happy anymore. He ended up being thrown into the ocean and swallowed by a fish. So let's talk about the fish or the whale, depending on whose side you're on. The animal that swallowed Jonah up in the sea. Do we consider that a blessing? Do we say that that whale was a blessing, or was it a curse? Was it a positive or was it a negative? It's easy to read this story and be like, well, it was a positive because it rescued Jonah. It was God's way of speaking to Jonah and all of that. But at the time, I'm not sure that Jonah probably felt that being swallowed by a fish was the best thing for him. I mean, I've never personally been swallowed by any animal, but if somebody were to ask me, would you like to be swallowed by an animal, I would say no. I don't think that would be very pleasant. But in this situation, regardless of how unpleasant the experience was or it seemed, Jonah still found a way to praise God in the midst of it. In fact, the caption above the scripture that I read is a psalm of thanksgiving. Jonah was thanking God there in the belly of a fish. And in that regard, you could definitely say, yes, the fish was a blessing because it changed Jonah's perspective. It changed his outlook. It changed what was important to him. And perceptions are very important. How we perceive something that has happened to us or a situation that we're in. Because not only do perceptions alter our own outlook or what we want, but it also is contagious. How many of you know somebody who just can never be happy? They can never be content. Regardless of their circumstances, the best thing in the world could happen to them and they're still going to find something to complain about. I think we can all in our minds think of some examples of people like that. And if you're around people like that, you know that's contagious. It begins to rub off on you. You start to become negative yourself and pessimistic. And it's a very dangerous thing to be around people who are always seeing things in the worst light possible. On the other hand, how many of you know people who are always positive, who are always upbeat? If you can't think of any examples, I'll give you one that maybe y'all are familiar with or should be familiar with, at least. One of our own members, Miss Hazel Hanner, whenever I have visited her in the past when she was living here in town, she would always say, I'm so blessed to be able to live here in this house. God has been so good to me to let me still live in this house at this age. And now she doesn't live there anymore. She's in the retirement home out in Plains. But when I visit her there, she says, I'm so blessed to be here. I've made so many friends and the people here are so good. And that perception, that healthy perception, that is joy. That is the embodiment of joy. And I'll have to say it's contagious because every time that I have ever spoken with her, I leave there feeling positive and ready to count my own blessings. Perceptions can be very contagious. Now, on the flip side of that, just to get back to the negative perception and how that's contagious, I think about a time where I worked years ago at a factory, Buffalo Rock, and I was actually in charge of making the Pepsi. So if you drink any Pepsi products at all, which I don't, but if you do, there's a good chance that sometime between 2007 and 2009, I made the drink that you were drinking. But it was a grueling, tough job. I worked there. It was a 12-hour shift. It was overnight. It was 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., standing on my feet the entire time, lifting huge containers and jars, and just it was very, very hard, exhausting work. And I would go home in the morning right as Claire and Liam, who at the time was a baby, were waking up, and I would just be so worn out. And so eventually I got a job at Total Systems, or TSIS, and the shift was only 8 hours. It was during the day, and I got to sit in a chair and the air conditioner all day, and it was like I had won the lottery. This was like the best job I could ever get. And I sat there, and in the first few weeks, I noticed the people sitting around me, they were all complaining about this is a terrible place to work and all this, and just complaining about their jobs. And I was thinking, you people have no idea. This is great. This is so much better. But as I worked there, I wound up working there for 5 years, and the people complaining and the all the stuff that goes on in an office when you have a group of negative people, that started to wear on me too. And again, I started adopting this negative attitude, this outlook on things. The joy that I once had faded, and instead it was like I was just searching for happiness instead of joy. But this week, we're talking about Jonah and his perception and what has happened. And this week, I was thinking even more about this particular scripture because I was in Atlanta, like I said, and ready to come home. I missed Claire. I missed the kids. And I was up there studying Buddhism, of all things, which it's a requirement, you know, for your seminary education. You have to study a different religion. And so I'm up there for 2 weeks. It's raining the whole time. I'm away from the kids, away from Claire, and I'm studying Buddhism all day long. I'm hearing, you know, this Buddhist thought. And I really started to resent my situation. And I was like, man, this is lame. I've got to go home. I don't like this at all. And so you could say I was in the belly of the fish. But then something happened halfway through the thing, or early this week. I was required to go to the financial aid office and fill out a thank you card for the person who had made the donation to the school that made my scholarship possible. And reality set in, and my perspective changed, because I realized people have invested in me being there. People have invested, whether through money or through prayers or through whatever it is, in my education and my being able to travel to Atlanta. And I might not like temporarily having to be there, but God provided that path for me. And when I began to think of it that way, all of a sudden, like Jonah, I was not bitter about being in the belly of the fish. I started to actually praise God. Now, what's interesting about Jonah is in these first few sermons, we talked about how he was running away from God. He was trying to get away from God constantly. And then here, as he's in the belly of the fish, all of a sudden, he's worried that he's not close to God anymore. All of a sudden, it dawns on him, being away from God, being out of God's presence, is the worst thing that can happen to me. And it says that he started worrying that he would never be able to see the temple again. He would never be able to make these sacrifices, that God had forsaken him because he had forsaken God. And when his perspective changed, then all of a sudden, what was important to him was being in the presence of God and doing what God had asked of him. He says that he could not wait to fulfill his vows to the Lord. All of a sudden, that joyful obedience, doing what God wanted him to do, was so much more important than anything that he wanted to do. And that's what happens when we change our perception. When we change our perspective on things, regardless of our situation, all of a sudden we realize having God present in our lives, steering us and guiding us, is the best thing for us. And it is cause for thanksgiving, it is cause for praise. And when we do that, we become joyful people. That attitude of gratitude turns into joy. And then the joy turns into humility. You see, it wasn't enough for Jonah just to have this change of heart, but he also confessed. He also humbled himself before God. We all have things to be thankful for. Things that we are blessed for. We could all spend hours and hours counting our blessings if we really sat there and focused on it. But all of us, as followers of Christ, as Christians, we all have this in common. Among the things that we have to be thankful for, we have salvation offered to us through Jesus Christ. And we have that gift of the work that God did through Jesus, through his life, through his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. We have that available to us. And that alone is enough to give us joy that should last a lifetime. But unfortunately, we live in a world, we live in a society where people don't want to receive that. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to accept it. And the reason why is because it requires humility. It requires confession. It requires sacrifice. It requires us saying, okay, I'm sacrificing my happiness for joyful obedience. And when you're on the outside, it seems like a foolish trade. But then once you experience it, once you've been in the belly, once your perception has changed, you realize giving up your own desires for happiness, chasing fleeting things, pales in comparison to being fulfilled by the joy that God can put in your life. Joy comes from gratitude. And then joy gives birth to humility. When we humble ourselves before God, He blesses us. He lifts us up. And just like with Jonah, very often He will bring us out of the belly of the fish. Let us change our perception. Let us look at our blessings and thank God that He speaks to us and that He tries to direct our lives. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You that You're not a silent God, that You speak to us, that You try to direct us, and we confess that there are many times we don't hear You, we don't follow You, we can't find Your voice, we don't see Your will. But Lord, so often that is our own fault because we have spent so much time chasing our own pleasures and our own happiness. Forgive us, Lord. We confess that to You right now. And again, free us for joyful obedience so that we can realize that what we sometimes see as a dark or gloomy situation, You just may mean for joy. You may mean it for good for us. We pray this in Your holy and precious name. Amen.